This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A jury in New York on Tuesday found the Trump Organization guilty of all charges in a sweeping 15-year tax fraud scheme that prosecutors said was orchestrated by top executives at the company. Jurors deliberated for just over a day before returning the guilty verdicts on a total of 17 counts, including scheme to defraud, conspiracy, criminal tax fraud, and falsifying business records. The company faces roughly $1.6 million in fines when it's sentenced. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg called the case one of greed and cheating. Bragg said, "The former president's companies now stand convicted of crimes. That is consequential. It underscores that in Manhattan we have one standard of justice for all." The Trump Organization and Alan Weisselberg, its former longtime chief financial officer, were indicted last year after a multi-year investigation into the company's financial practices by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Prosecutors allege that two corporations that are a part of the company, Trump Corporation and Trump Payroll Corporation, paid their already highly paid executives, including Weisselberg, even more by cheating on their taxes through a series of schemes that included off-the-books perks like luxury cars and free apartments. In a statement, Bragg said that the Trump Corporation and the Trump Payroll Corporation got away with a scheme that awarded high-level executives with lavish perks and compensation while intentionally concealing the benefits from the taxing authorities to avoid paying taxes. And the verdict holds these Trump companies accountable for their long-running criminal scheme. Trump said in a statement that he was disappointed with the verdict in Manhattan but will appeal. A Mormon polygamous leader in Arizona, a self-proclaimed prophet, had more than 20 wives, including minor children, and said it was the Heavenly Father's will he engage in sex acts with them, according to an FBI affidavit. Samuel Bateman of Colorado City, Arizona, was the leader of a branch of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The affidavit was filed one day after authorities tracked down 8 girls who had been under Bateman's care but were placed in state custody in Arizona to an Airbnb in Washington State. The girls had escaped from their group homes in Arizona. On September 14th, 9 girls were taken into custody with the Arizona Department of Child Services. At least one admitted being present and partially nude for sex orgies. A defendant named in the affidavit became one of Bateman's wives when she was under 18. She gave birth 7 months after she turned 18. She's accused of kidnapping and obstruction along with 2 other women, the affidavit said. A minor related to Bateman was interviewed on video in December 2020. The girl told investigators Bateman had hugged and kissed her, and one of his kisses was a nasty kiss she described as slobbery. The affidavit said investigators had also secured other evidence in the form of journals from some of Bateman's wives, in which there are details referenced by several of the girls about sleeping with Bateman, kissing him, and touching him. Bateman was 46 in September when he was arrested following a separate indictment on charges of destroying records in a federal investigation. A 23-year-old Florida sheriff's deputy was fatally shot by his fellow deputy roommate over the weekend in what the sheriff described as a clearly dumb and avoidable accident. Austin Walsh was killed Saturday morning in Palm Bay by his roommate, Andrew Lawson. The two were taking a break from playing online games with friends and were standing and talking together when Lawson, who believed he had unloaded his gun, quote, jokingly, unquote, pointed the weapon at Walsh and pulled the trigger. A single bullet was fired, struck Walsh, and killed him. Lawson immediately called 911 saying he accidentally shot his roommate and needed help. When officers arrived, they found Lawson fully distraught and devastated. They found Walsh inside the residence where he apparently succumbed immediately to a gunshot wound. Lawson was taken into custody Sunday on a no-bond warrant on a manslaughter charge.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.